Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
9:41, 19 till 10. Tommy Tucker, WWL 9:42. Call it big day for the Pelicans. And Jake Madison joins us now, host of Locked On Pelicans, to talk about it. How you doing, Jake?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on to talk some hoops.
Thanks for taking the time. I know you've been very, very busy. Pelicans make a big trade yesterday. I was kind of sorry to see it happen because I like CJ McCollum, but I guess in the bigger picture was the better thing. Give us the details for people that don't know and your initial reaction to it.
Yeah, the Pelicans shipped out C.J. McCollum and Kelly Olynyk along with a future second-round pick to the Washington Wizards in exchange for guard Jordan Poole, Sadiq Bey, who's a wing, and the 40th pick in the NBA draft that's this week here. You know, it was initially kind of a little shocking, and I agree with you on, you know, it's sad to see C.J. McCollum left, and even before you get into the on-court impact of everything, you know, C.J. McCollum did a lot of really great work in the community of New Orleans and really embedded himself here in the city right away, so it's always tough to lose someone like that, and a veteran leader in the locker room. But this was a trade the Pelicans, I think, felt they needed to make to simply just shake some things up. They're coming off a 21-win season last year. You can't just run it back with the same roster. You needed to do some bigger type of changes, and this is probably the first of multiple moves that are going to be coming for this franchise. But they get younger. Jordan Poole's 26 years old. C.J. McCollum was 34. And Jordan Poole's a little bit more of a dynamic guard. He plays a little bit more downhill, putting pressure on the rim, trying to score inside and creating for others that way, while also being a decent three-point shooter. And CJ at this point in his career is a little bit more of a perimeter-oriented player. So I think this just gives the Pelicans that kind of slashing guard that they've really been missing from the roster right now.
Can you go back and say that the CJ McCollum thing was a mistake or just times change?
Yeah, I think it's just times change, and we've seen the team have some talent on it and just never be able to put it all together, whether it's due to injuries or what have you, really. And I think it's led to the time that CJ was here feel like a disappointment, but there are 2 playoff appearances during that time, so at least there's been some measure of success, but it's just kind of how it goes. You know, the other thing to keep in mind is the financials of the situation and the salary cap with the NBA. CJ McCollum was on an expiring deal. You know, this was going to be his last year under this contract. The team could lose him for nothing, so they make this kind of trade to get, you know, guys that are under contract in the future in Jordan Poole and Bay. So I think this is also partially motivated by that, and sometimes guys are just kind of cap casualties in a sense.
So what did Joe Dumars do last week? And for those who missed it, what was the trade? Now I think the Pelicans have 2 first-round picks.
Yeah, they had a future first-round pick from the Indiana Pacers, so they traded that back to the Pacers and instead got the Pacers' first-round pick in this draft. And now the Pelicans, in tonight's first round, currently could change, have the 7th overall pick and the 23rd overall pick. So they're looking to make 2 selections.
Who could they target at 7, and what about 23?
You know, they're in a good position to kind of let the draft come to them, and they don't need to force anything necessarily by position, which is a good spot to be in at the top of the draft. But I think they might be zeroing in on Duke's starting center from their team last year, Kamen Malawach. This is a guy who's 7'1" with a 7'6" wingspan. He's very mobile and does a very good job of just blocking shots. And the Pelicans have been missing that shot blocker for a little while now. So to be able to add some rim protection is a guy that I think they would really look at. The other name to maybe look at it, 7 overall, is Jeremiah Fears. This is, you know, a point guard from Oklahoma who's one of the youngest players in the draft. He just completed a very good freshman year at Oklahoma where he led him to the tournament. The SEC, the conference he played in, is one of the toughest. So to be able to average almost 18 points per game is very impressive for his age. You know, at 23, I think they'd love to get a guy like Walter Clayton Jr., the guard that led Florida to a national title this past season. I don't think he's going to be there, but I think you're going to see them eventually go the opposite direction of what they did with the 7th pick. If they draft a big man there, they're going to look to add a guard. It could be someone like Nick Clifford from Colorado State. You know, if they add a guard at the top of the draft, they're going to look for another big man. There's Thomas Sorber, who's kind of an old-school center from Georgetown. There's Maxime Reynaud, the French center from Stanford, who could be a three-point shooter. The Pelicans are going to have a lot of options in this draft.
When it comes to this guy from Duke, would the Pelicans be interested in him at all? I know he's from Sudan. He's got a work visa that's going to be revoked. I don't know how that would work out for them, or is there any exception that's available or anything, or do the Pelicans just stay away from that?
No, you know, I'm not sure how it works. I haven't heard any concerns about him being in the U.S. or anything like that. I do believe I read there might be trouble traveling to Canada or something like that from the U.S. You know, given the Toronto Raptors are there, you play them at least once a year in Toronto. That could maybe be a concern. But, you know, the interesting thing about Malawach is he's played for the South Sudanese national team, where it actually shows he can shoot a three-point shot. But I don't really know the legal logistics of it all.
Mm-hmm. How many second-round picks do the Pels have now?
Just the one at 40, and I wouldn't be shocked if they look to move that pick, whether that's trade it. You can often sell them for cash, too, or just try and kind of move it for someone else. I don't think they're going to really be interested in carrying three rookies on the team this year, but given that Joe Dumars is coming in and really wants to put his stamp on the team, like, you never know.
Tell me about, you know, I'm going to go back to the movie Moneyball here, because I've seen the movie a dozen times. I still don't understand what the hell he does with getting one guy to pay for the other, for the other, for the other with the trades. How much of a puzzle is it in the NBA to put together a Rubik's Cube, whatever metaphor you want to use, but when it comes to putting together players and salary caps and who's got who and who can help who where and who's interested in this and future picks and all that, I don't know how anybody keeps track of that. Jake?
It's why they get paid the big bucks to be in the front office, I think, and that's why you've seen even over about the past decade or so, you see a lot of, you know, teams bringing in kind of like statistical people, you know, mm-hmm. to their front offices, not so much like former agents or former players or even scouts, but people that can look at all the statistical profiles and try and project and do that sort of thing, because it's really hard to win a title in the NBA, and it's even harder to have sustained success right now. The NBA just crowned their 7th champion in 7 years. So you see, it's really tough to build a consistent winner here. And, you know, that's, I think, a big reason why the Pelicans brought in Joe Dumars, who had done.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's all about the games, And the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
In Detroit before, while also being a successful player. So I think they're looking to try and kind of see if they can crack the code in a sense, but certainly easier said than done.
So bringing a guy like Jonah Hill in Moneyball, is that what you're saying?
It could be. You know, they're still filling out the Pelicans' front office, so I think they're trying to get all different kinds of perspectives in there.
So how important is it that the Pelicans turn it around for this year, in your opinion?
You know,
or at
I
least
think,
make – and how would you define turnaround? Let me follow up with that.
Yeah, so I think the question is, like, do they really need to have a successful season, or how important is that? And I think it's pretty significant. You know, in my opinion, this needs to be the final year under Zion Williamson, unless you get some proof of concept, and that's him playing in the playoffs and them having some success in the playoffs. If you just get in through the play-in tournament and get swept in the first round, you're really not going to be accomplishing much other than just getting two extra home games every year. You want more than that. And so if you can't really prove it with the team as they're constructed going into this year around Zion Williamson, whether it's just the roster doesn't work or that he's injured and misses games, you can't keep running it back with the same core pieces, and you're going to need to make bigger changes. And that's going to then mean a Zion Williamson trade and just kind of maybe going through a rebuild, which can be painful, can take a long time, obviously not have success you want with that sort of thing. So this year I think is really important for deciding on the direction of the future. Is it, yeah, we're going to keep trying to win and win an NBA title, or we realize it's not working and we need to pivot and go in a completely different direction?
Somebody texted in. We like to bring the questions in from the audience that the Pelicans' division got much harder. Mavericks getting Cooper Flagg, number one pick. Spurs a former number one Wemby. Who's a potential superstar that maybe who is a potential superstar in the Rockets? This message is discombobulated here. Just traded for Kevin Durant. So along those lines, is it going to be harder for the Pelicans to... I mean, I guess what I'm saying is, that has the bar been raised and now you get the Pelicans trying to catch up even more?
Yeah, that's I think, the best way to put it. The Western Conference is stacked. Basically, every team in the conference is going for it and trying to win. So it's going to be really difficult. Getting to just 46 wins might be an impressive season in the Western Conference, given the level of play that you're going to see on a night-in, night-out basis from some of these franchises. But it also just means it's tougher to, you know, figure out when your window to compete is. With all of these teams going in, you know, you're looking at a team like the Boston Celtics, who are basically selling off parts right now because of their salary cap situation, and the way it's kind of built into the NBA right now is you get like 2-3 years and then you're going to have to more or less dismantle your team and you're going to be bad for a little bit. And that's kind of the cycle they want. So is it maybe better for the Pelicans to start that cycle now, go through a rebuild knowing that you're not competing with some of the top teams in the West, and try and time this a little bit better?
Hey, real quick, somebody texted about, speaking of the monetary puzzles, can Jake explain a little bit about trade exceptions and how the Pels can use one with Sadiq Bey from the CJ McCollum trade?
Yeah, I talked about this on Locked On Pelicans a little bit today. They also created some financial flexibility under the salary cap in this trade with the Washington Wizards, and bringing in Jordan Poole. It gives them more or less, and this is a rough number, about, you know, $12 million to spend or so in free agency or to acquire another player in a trade. In the NBA, when you make trades, the salaries in general need to match. So if you send out a $20 million player, you need to bring back about a $20 million player. Unless you have something called a traded player exception or a TPE, and these can be for various sizes, they're created through various means, but if you have one, you can just absorb a player's contract as long as it fits in that. So if you have a $15 million traded player exception, you can bring someone in making $15 million or less without sending a player. So it's a way to get around some of that salary matching requirement in trades to allow you to just not send anyone out, or maybe send a pick and get a player back. Pelicans have one from the Brandon Ingram trade right now. They might create another one from this trade. they may use it in a deal, or they just might use it to sign someone in free agency, but it's a way for them to just add someone else to this roster.
My eyes are glazed and my head is spinning, so I'm going to let you go there, Jake, while I understand some of it. Thank you, sir. Let's go, Pels. Jake Madison, host of Locked On Pelicans. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll find out where Newell's going to be today. Newell's on location. He wants to meet you. We'll find out where when we return on WWL.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grede, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grede, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.